Fortunately, it's written under the Criminal Code of Germany. So if it's not respected, then I think investigation is necessary. And it took a very long time that the public prosecutor of Germany started this. And he started it only in the case of Angela Merkel and not in the case of all the other people living in Germany.
That actually surprised me because... Because of the story you told, seen from the outside, I live outside of Germany, and I expected the Germans to react much strongly, much more strongly, immediately. And instead, the reaction really came only when Chancellor Merkel was revealed as being wiretapped. Why so?
I take it as a good sign, because people feel secure in this democracy. They aren't afraid that they will be arrested. And if you leave this hall after the conference, nobody has to be afraid that the secret police is standing out there and is arresting you. So that's a good sign, I think. People are not really scared, as they could be. But of course, I think the institutions are responsible to stop illegal actions in Germany or wherever they happen.
A personal question, and this is the last one. There's been a debate in Germany about granting asylum to Edward Snowden. Would you be in favor or against?
Oh, that's a difficult question, but if you ask me, and if I answer honestly, I would give him the asylum, because I think it was really brave what he did, and he destroyed his whole life and his family and everything. So I think for these people we should do something, and especially if you see the German history where so many people had to escape and they asked for asylum in other countries and they didn't get it, so it would be a good sign to give them an asylum.
Thank you very much. Thank you.